Our next speaker is Jorge Zapata. He has a master's in clinical social work and is the director of Latino programs with the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. And Rita Melendez, I believe, will also be speaking with him. No? Okay. Just accredited. Yeah. Excellent. Supporting. Thank you. I'll let him go ahead with his presentation.
Thank you. Good morning. This project is in collaboration with San Francisco State University and San Francisco AIDS Foundation. And what we are going to present is the experience that we gain and to communicating with Latino families in the area of San Francisco. And our project is Alcance because we come from coming up with the assumption that Latino families are hard to reach or hardly reached, right? So we don't engage with them, and we were formulating the question, how we're going to work with families in terms of HIV prevention, HIV awareness, and HIV linkage to screening regularly. And in terms of context, we know that Latinos as a community in the U.S. is growing very fast. Also, that we are overrepresented in terms of HIV cases and population. And more, and the likelihood that Latinos are going to become aware of their HIV status in latest stages of HIV infections. And also that Latinos in terms of community, we have different sections with different layers. And Latino immigrants is a very high vulnerable community. And they tend to hide, they tend not to come to service providers, right? And that's the context that we were working with. And in contrast, when we have overrepresented Latinos in terms of HIV and AIDS, in contrast with population, also we are saying, you know, Caucasians or whites are 35% of the new infections, but they represent 66% of the population. Now, the first question that we had is how we are going to engage with the Latino community and the families. They are immigrants and they tend to hide, and they tend to not to come to service providers. Well, we went to different models and reviewed different models, and we found out that in Latin America, there's already some models that are working very well, and that's promotoras, health promoters, community-based health promoters. So, and also that many of these health promoters, they came to the States and they're already working in community-based organizations. So we thought, okay, so we are going to work with this already organized group of health educators to give them more tools in terms of HIV prevention, awareness, and screening. We made some focus groups, and what we found is that promotores wanted to have these tools. And also we found that their community members, their people already were part of families, right, and actively working with the Latino community. And also they were trusted members of the community. They were culturally sensitive to the community, to the Latino immigrant community. Also, and promotors, they facilitate engagement between service providers and community. They have a very intimate relationship, and they facilitate the flow of information. They are trained health educators. Many of them, they work already in CBOs, so they get trained in different sections of health promotion. And some of them, they didn't have tools in HIV prevention. They're great health disseminators, so they're very good. And they have very good feedback, they have good standing in the community. And so we decided to utilize promotores as the facilitator of our intervention, because they were resonating with our community that we weren't engaged with, and they were bilingual and they spoke Spanish. And our model for promoters and HIV prevention and engagement with care and testing, we want to train these promoters to increase their awareness on HIV and within the Latino community, also to find ways to communicate messages in a culturally, respectfully, and proper linguistic way to families in the area of San Francisco. And some of the topics that they have to talk to is sexual diversity, homosexuality, and sex, right? And initiation to sex. So we want to be sure that the promoters and promoters were skillful, and they were accepted, and they were part of the community. And we have two goals in this project. The first goal was to recruit 45 promotores y promotoras and to train them. And to train them in adolescent sexual health, HIV prevention, HIV screening to Latino families and Latino youth. And to really understand the family dynamics of Latino immigrant communities. And the second goal was to increase safer sex practices and HIV screening rates among Latino youth in San Francisco. And we were utilizing the systems approach. So in many cases, promotoras were already with comadres or in a relationship with the family. So utilizing this kind of relationship, we were saying, you know, we are going to provide you these tools about HIV awareness, prevention, the importance of screening, and sexual diversity, that you could talk to your friends, family friends, in a very family way style. Okay? And it worked. So we evaluated the goal one, that was to train the promotoras. We did a pre-test and post-test. And also, we did a survey in terms of evaluating the workshop content and the quality of the training. And goal two, on working with youth and parents, we did a process evaluation. So they signed an attendance sheet, and also they had to complete a survey in terms of the content of the workshop and the knowledge that they're gaining. And these are the characteristics of our promotores and promotoras. Most of the promotores were promotoras. So they were female. And most of them, they were from Mexico. And they came from different cities around the Bay Area. San Francisco, San Mateo, Contra Costa, and Alameda. And 98% of the promotores and promotoras, they were already working in a CBO. They were working as a promotoras for diabetes, promotoras for cardiovascular diseases, etc. And they needed this tool. So they're already working in the community. The infrastructure is already working and the system is working. Just we added a tool for them. So in that way, we're self-sustaining the effort. And the results, we have 45 promotoras, and three of them that disenrolled, and then we have a waiting list. And the way that we were recruiting promotoras, we used Craigslist, radio, TV. Radio is very effective in the Bay Area in terms of outreaching for the Latino immigrant community, so it's very, very helpful, the radio. And these promotoras, they did a beautiful work. Some promotoras, they work in subsidized housing in San Francisco and in other cities, and they, within their building, they were organizing events, like a family events, and they had worshipers for parents and worship for youth. And they, promotoras, they organized 41 events, community events, and they reached out 375 people. Promotoras, we assess their knowledge, and they, from the moment that they came to the program to the end of the program, they increase their knowledge. And also, when we work with the parents, after going through the training with the promotoras, they reported that they gained knowledge, and also they were more comfortable to talk to the youth about sexual and sexuality and sexual diversity issues, prevention and testing. The same thing with youth. We outreach and we engage with 800 youth, and 175 out of these youth took an HIV test. And also they were more, after going through the training and the talks with promoters and the parents, some of the parents, they took their kids to the HIV testing with us. So it was very successful. And the 74% of the youth, they reported that they were comfortable knowing where to take the test, but there was also an obstacle. 25% didn't know how to get and take an HIV testing. After the engagement, all the youth reported that were more comfortable, and also they understood why HIV testing was very important. Conclusions. This project offers the opportunity that if you are going to engage with the Latino community, take in consideration the Latino immigrant community, that we are not high tech. We bring with oral tradition, and we like relationships. So it's very important to take that in consideration. If you want to engage with the Latino community that's immigrant, that's not acculturated, and they speak Spanish only, you need to use type of relationship. And in this case, Promotoras was a great tool to engage with the community. Future interventions, we need more interventions to help parents to talk to their youth about sexuality, HIV testing, STIs, sexual diversity, and homosexuality too. Recommendations, Promotoras, they want more training on HIV diversity and HIV training and treatment options, and also in how to navigate systems. And this is very important in taking in consideration and anticipating the new changes in the health system in the U.S. So if you are a service provider and you're thinking about working with Promotoras, you may want to have trainings in terms of how to navigate systems, so the Promotoras can become health navigators too. And I want to acknowledge and thank all the promotoras, the trainers, and the volunteers that work in this project. And also to them, Janet Villarreal, that was the project manager, and to Rita Melendez, that helped me with this project. Thank you.